In our gospel reading this morning, Jesus was confronted by the religious authority of his day, the established group of people known as the Sadducees. And the Sadducees, like the Pharisees, were always in contention for some reason with Jesus. The Sadducees only believed in what we now consider the first five books of the Bible, the books of Moses. And in those books, they only believed in practicing the letter of the law of the Deuteronomic and Levitical laws, practicing the letter of the law to achieve salvation in God. And the thought of embracing faith in a person as Jesus for the salvation of their souls seemed to just blow their minds. And that was a jump that they could not make, especially accepting Jesus as the Son of God in the light of his resurrection. And so they were challenging Jesus with a question of resurrection. And in this challenge, they were trying to expose Jesus as being a fraud. And Jesus, of course, turned the question around towards them. And he answered them in the very way, the very words of Moses that they could embrace and understand. That God is not a God of the dead, but a God of the living. And that soon Jesus would die upon a cross, sentenced by the very Sadducees who condemned him along with Pilate, and he would rise from the dead, resurrected in God's full presence, to set all people free, even the Sadducees. And what Jesus was trying to convince them about, not necessarily challenging them in an academic way about the concept of the resurrection, but to invite them into embodying the resurrection in his presence and soon to be spiritual presence. That all that would be required in faith is to open their hearts and accept him as their Lord and Savior. And in the power of God's gratitude of love, the resurrection means everything to us. And this simple truth of who Jesus is to us and accepting him as our Lord and Savior still speaks true for us today. Romans chapter 1, verse 4 reminds us, he was declared to be Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ, our Lord. You and I are children of God's resurrection. And because of Jesus' resurrection, and as this is so important that we profess his resurrection in everything that we do, that's because Jesus' spiritual presence then becomes available to us always through the power of the Holy Spirit. When we open our hearts to him and accept him as our Lord and Savior, God in Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit is always with us and for us. Jesus came to set us all free. And this is important to the life of our church as we gather together like this, as we share our faith as brothers and sisters in Christ together, because Jesus' resurrection is always made active when two or three of us are gathered together in his name. This is the gratitude and power of God's love made manifest in each of our lives. And this is why it is so important to support our church, of our time and our talent and our treasure. And I've invited two individuals from our church who will come up and give their witness this morning to encourage us with how the resurrected Jesus lives among us, especially here and made alive at St. Cuthbert.